nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, no. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. There is nobody's business what I do.
Tend to your own business, huh?
There you have Big Bill Brunzi. That was Nobody's Business If I Do. That's from a nice evidence CD out called Black, Brown, and White from Big Bill Brunzi. Plus, we heard from Little Brother Montgomery from a Yazoo collection called Down in Black Bottom, Low Down Barrel House Piano. That was called Frisco Highball Blues from Little Brother Montgomery. You know, Joe's Garage is on, pulling up and put it in park on Joe's Garage. That's Monday night starting at 6 p.m. Shift into gear as we dust off the vinyls, rewind the tapes, polish the CDs, playing the best and some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to funk, reggae to rock, get your motor running on Joe's Garage. That's Monday nights at 6 p.m. only on 88.3 WRCT. Plus, 80,000 people in America have sickle cell disease, and 2 million carry the trait of this hereditary disease. Sickle cell disease can be painful and frustrating, especially when regular blood transfusions are part of the treatment. But you don't have to face it alone. Talk with your doctor about effectively managing the disease and complications related to treatment, such as iron overload. For information, visit sicklecelldisease.org. Let's hear next from, Blind Boy Fuller. We're going back into the pre-war blues. Here he is with Step It Up and Go. Blind Boy Fuller here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Had a little girl, she was little and low. Love me, but she don't no more. You got to step it up and go, and go. Well, you can't stay in Padlock, girl. You got to step it up and go. Got a little girl, she stays upstairs. Try to make a living by putting on ass. You got to step it up and go, yeah, yeah. Well, you can't stay in Padlock, I swear. You got to step it up and go. Pray for me now. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, sure. Front door shut, back in two. Blind pulled down, what you wanna do? Wanna step it up and go, yeah, and go. Well, you can't stay in paradise, man. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah. Gal, name was Ball. Give a little bit and she took it all. You got to step it up and go. Oh, yeah. Well, you can't stay in paradise. You got to step it up and go. Me and my baby walking down the street, telling everybody but the chief police. You got to step it up and go. Yeah. Well, you can't stay in paradise. Swear you got to step it up and go. Play it again now. Woman, tell her hurry home. He ain't had no living since she been gone. Got to step it up and go,
Yeah, yeah. We can't stand paradise, we got to step it up and go. Why sing this bus, ain't why sing no more. Get my girl, call me, and I got to go. You got to step it up and go. Yeah, yeah. We can't stand paradise, we got to step it up and go. Yeah.
Stingy women. Y'all ain't got no stingy women. Man, I got one so stingy she's too scared to breathe hard for fear she catch the asthma. I remember once I had a little job in Gary. I was gonna make $50 on the job. I asked for a dime. She didn't give me no dime. No, sir. I knew a lady just a week ago, had nowhere else to go. I knew her when she wore a boot and a shoe. Oh, boy, swear she was blue. Got her a job, she got to be a crank. She's taking all her money and she put it in the bank. She thought she was wise, and I did too. And this is what she's going to do. Now you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it down. I'm gonna meet you and tell you what it's all about. Anyway, mama, why you off my mind? You remember when I had that job in Gary? You wouldn't give me a dime. Now you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. I mean, M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. I'm gonna meet you and tell you what it's all about. Walked yesterday and the day before. Since you got your money, you ready to go. Now you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. I mean, M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. I'm gonna meet you and tell you what it's all about. Now, little mama, please don't be so bold. But please go easy with my small bankroll. Because you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. I mean, M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. I'm gonna meet you and tell you what it's all about. Now, little baby, don't you be so lean. I wanna talk to you if you carry it out clean. Now you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. I mean, M-O-N-E-Y.
Papa Charlie Jackson with You Put It In, I'll Take It Out. That's from a Yazoo collection called Please Warm My Wiener, old-time Hokum Blues from Papa Charlie Jackson. Plus, we heard from Gus Cannon and his Jug Stompers. There they were from the late 1920s, the Viola Lee Blues from Gus Cannon. All right, coming up next, let's hear from the Dixieland Jug Blowers. This is off another Yazoo release of some fine old early blues. Jug band music again, the Dixieland Jug Blowers. This is Boogie M. Shake. All right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I'm going away to leave you. Never will I return. I cloud now, I'm just telling you. You're driving me to run. Take your time, baby. Take your time.
I believe I'll go back home. what she have done, done me wrong. All right, all right.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK. Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK. And terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
And Sandwich Community Radio in Sandwich, Massachusetts.
Hi, I'm CJ Malm, and you're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
The teacher man that walked into our town, he said life's like a mountain toll, you gotta reach the crown. He said life's like a mountain rising from the sea to sky. He said you've gotta climb, my friends, you really have to try to go up, 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 up. I was halfway up the mountain. I was halfway up the mountain. I was halfway up the mountain when I met you. Halfway up the mountain. Only
nearly tired to death and falling to the ground. Funny how when things got tough, I had no friends around. I couldn't take another step, that mountain was too high. And then I heard your voice say, love, we'll get there by and by. Come on up, 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 up.
Roger Whittaker on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Halfway Up the Mountain. Not one of his better-known songs, but a good song nonetheless, right? And before that, well, hang on a second. The computer kind of ate the information there. It was Ramon Lefebvre with Here Comes the Sun, a Beatles hit, of course. You're listening to hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, Y748, 48th episode of the seventh season. Four more until we start a new season, the eighth season. I just cannot believe it. Wow. Speaking of dates in history, here are a few. April 21st, 1878, First Lady Lucy Hayes began the tradition of holding an egg rolling contest at the White House lawn, obviously around Easter that year. April 21st, 1952, Secretary's Day, now called Administrative Professionals Day, was first celebrated. April 22nd, 1970 was the first Earth Day celebration, founded by Gaylord Nelson, and they still celebrate. Well, they kind of took a break from it for a while and then started celebrating it again, what, about maybe 25, 30 years ago. April 22nd, 1976, Barbara Walters became the first female U.S. nightly news anchor for ABC. April 23rd, 1861, Robert E. Lee was named the commander of the Virginia Confederate Forces. April 23rd, 1954, Hammer and Hank Aaron hit the first of his 755 home runs. April 24th, 1908, Mr. and Mrs. Jacob Murdoch are the first to travel across the U.S. in a car. They drove their Packard from L.A. to New York in 32 days, 5 hours, and 25 minutes. The speed limit was probably only 22, right? April 25th, 1901, New York became the first state to require automobile license plates. The fee was a dollar in those days. It's not too bad now. April 25th, 1952, the American Bowling Congress approved the use of automated pin setters. April 26th, 1986, the world's worst nuclear power plant accident occurred at Chernobyl, Russia, when the reactor number 4 exploded. April 27th, 1840, the cornerstone was laid for the new Palace of Westminster. And April 27th, 1937, senior citizens, take note, the first Social Security checks were distributed. And that's on these dates in history. Here's Frank Chaxfield in My Life from Billy Joel originally on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
It's good to take a time out from your busy life and enjoy the music that's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Chet Atkins and Sweet Caroline. Burt Kempfert before that with Tuxedo Junction. Acoustic Alchemy in there with Mr. Chow. Alan Tew did Isn't She Lovely, and Frank Chatsfield did My Life, like Billy Joel would have done it. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia wildlife officials are warning people to look out for drunk birds. Yep. The Department of Natural Resources says some birds will eat fruit that has begun to ferment around this time of the year. It affects coordination, which leads the birds to fly into windows. Eating the fruit can even lead to alcohol poisoning and death. So there you go. If you eat fermented fruit, you could be in trouble, but most especially if you're a bird. Speaking of birds, an escaped emu led Tennessee police on a chase through town, and the bird escaped again the following day. No word if he was drunk. Harry McKinney, whose family keeps two emus named Mimu and Mimi at their Rowan County home, said Mimu was spooked by logging near the home recently and jumped over the property's 7-foot fence. McKinney turned to social media for help, and Harriman residents soon started sending him videos of the large Australian bird taking a tour of the town with police in hot pursuit. Stephen McDaniel posted a video on social media showing Mimu strutting down the middle of the road with three Harriman police cars following close behind. He estimated the slow speed chase was moving at about 20 miles an hour. McKinney said police managed to surround Mimu near the city's downtown, and he rushed to the scene to bring the flightless bird home. He said police told him they clocked Mimu running at a top speed of 40 miles an hour during the 20-mile chase. Yeah, the saga appeared to be at the end, but Mimu managed to jump over the fence again the next day, despite the height being increased. He said his wife was able to capture Mimu after about an hour. Well, that's good. Mimu may be jailed at some point. Yeah. Finally, a student ID found buried in a purse in a British Columbia yard was returned to its owner 41 years after the bag was apparently stolen. The Nanaimo RCMP said a man was digging a hole for a fence post in his yard recently when he found an old purse that was deteriorating from apparent years underground. The man opened the purse and found a well-preserved 1981-82 student ID from Wellington Junior Secondary School, which is now Wellington High School. The resident turned the discovery over to police, where they were able to identify the owner of the ID, identified only as Laurie. She was initially skeptical, but after a picture of the ID was emailed to her, she laughed when she saw her ID from her junior high days. Laurie speculated the purse must have been stolen during the school year and was later dumped by the thief. Apparently she had...
Thank you.